So I did experience the undressing thing once. Do you remember that home you rented in Avondale in North Idaho? You remember your landlady? Oh my God. She was this elderly woman, and one time I happened to be at my mom's when the landlady showed up, and she was looking at me like, and if it would have been a bad movie, I know she would have been saying, you know, we can forget about the rent. It didn't feel very good. Anyway, so what I found is that looking at the porn sites was affecting my spontaneous fantasy life. And one day I was walking to the library, and it was a nice day, and there was this woman coming the other direction, and she took off her sweater, and then we nodded and smiled, and I walked past, and immediately, just spontaneously, I wondered, what's the color of her pubic hair? What's the shape of her labia? I'd never done it before. It was like a punch in the gut. And I realized that if something so obviously objectifying and something that I took into my body for only such a short period of time could affect something so intimate as my spontaneous fantasy life, what about something like advertising? What about something like an entire economic system? What about something like a scientific system that teaches us that the world consists of objects to be exploited, not beings to enter into a relationship with? Which science is a way better method of social control than Christianity ever was, because if you don't believe in Christianity, then you just are consigned to a hell you don't believe in. But if you don't believe in science, you must just be just plain stupid. And I have to say, before we go any further, that, oh yeah, you already said that my first degree was a BS in mineral engineering physics with an emphasis on BS. Be that as it may. Okay, so what about all these other forms of, I mean, every day, you know, the stock market went up, the stock market went down, you know, what about movies? Oh my God, you know, I can't watch cop movies anymore because really all they are is propaganda for the police state. And, oh, by the way, did you know that 4 to 6 Americans die every day because they encounter police? Does anybody, because through beatings, shootings, medical neglect, and high-speed chases. And on the other hand, you know, whenever a cop dies, it's always this big state funeral, you know, with the bumper sticker, some gave all gave some. And I don't know, does anybody in here know what the most dangerous civil service job is? Garbage collection. Way more dangerous. But you never see a big state funeral. And when's the last time you saw a Tom Cruise movie where is this intrepid garbage man is, you know, cleaning up the mean streets of L.A.?